of their suit and not signed up to the independent press regulator. Now, I was really pleased that the front bench joined some of us who could be more rebellious for an amendment to protect this provision. And it feels to me like that's a real soft signal that there remains an interest in reform on the front bench, and it really is in our interest to do this. I don't need to tell anyone here that anyone to the left of Tony Blair will face overt hostility and monitoring from the UK print media as it's currently constituted, and still more so if you are a black woman on the left. Now, shelving media reform in the hopes of winning favourable coverage, as the Conservatives have done, is one possible route to electoral success, but it's not really a recipe for real change. And actually, I don't think the Labour Party would be very good at it, because we've never been good at out-Torying the Tories. We should just stick to what we do best. I'm just being Labour, and we need to be really, really clear-sighted about how badly this has tied our hands historically, because whilst print outlets have to be responsible to the consumer market, that responsiveness is always tempered by the interests of their owners. That's why the situation while right-wing rags like the Sun can operate at a loss year after year. These are institutions whose interests are actually diametrically opposed to most of the people living in the country. And it's the Labour Party, and in the Labour Party's interest, and the Labour movement's long-term interest, to regulate the media properly instead of making short-term pacts and truces. And if it's done rightly, media reform could actually make Keir Starmer's job a lot easier, and effective media reforms would make effective government much easier. Now, I'm not a front bench MP, but if I ruled the world, I would be thinking about several reforms, and if I could go through them really, really quickly. We need an independent regulator to ensure the UK print barons aren't marking their own homework. We need to look at Leveson Part 2. We need to safeguard the independence of the BBC by removing the threat of the charter renewal. We need to look at the charitable status for local investigative journalism. That's something that could actually go hand in hand with Labour's programme for dispersing power and delivering value for money. So rebuilding those local networks of information and accountability that really helped create a sense of community and togetherness. We'd also look at funding independent journalism for attacks on tech giants, evil tech giants, and this would help rebuild regional journalism and build an alternative media ecosphere. And another good idea would be extending the freedom of information request to companies who receive state money and ending ministerial vetoes over them. Finally, to another tax, but on the wealthy, we need to tax the wealthy owners of these companies so that they can't throw their weight around and torpedo effective progressive policy measures, which they have done year on year on year. And just generally in terms of whether or not we can survive, the Labour Party can survive the media if we do what you do when you face any sort of bullies. Just stand up to them.